Let's review the questions for activity 3. The first question asked, what is the name of the caller? The caller for this order was James. The second question asked, where is the caller from? James was calling from Best Buy store 5421. The third question asked, what is the issue the caller is having? In this case, the store wanted to know what happened on site and why the dishwasher wasn't installed. The fourth question asked, using the words you would use with a live caller, how would you explain what is going on with this order? We should say something along the lines of, I'm sorry for the confusion. The servicer installed and tested the dishwasher. It didn't turn on, and the servicer thought it might be the customer's breaker. He suggested having the breaker checked before the customer got an exchange. Some skills that you should take away from this exercise are showing empathy when the customer doesn't fully understand the servicer's instructions. This happens often as customers are not technical experts and depend on any NEL group and the client to explain things in a way the customer understands. This means that we should become familiar with translating tech talk to the customer or store representative. We should always feel free to reach out to the servicer for clarification if the servicer or the previous agent left notes that are hard to understand.